Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1551, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Seeking information with reference to his case, and in looking up and discovering such witnesses as might be of advantage to him, the atrocity of the crime immediately upon its discovery created great excitement and intense bitterness. Suspicion being pointed to Frank, he immediately became the center of many sensational stories and of intense and widespread bitterness. The public press, spurred on by the wide interest in the case, published almost daily wild sensational stories painting the atrocity of the crime. Numberless wild and incredible stories were published about Frank, linking him with crimes in Atlanta and elsewhere. Among other things, it was published broadcast in the public prints that he had been married before coming to Atlanta, that he had been a criminal in Brooklyn, and that, since his residence in Atlanta, had made a habit of corrupt practices, such as would and did visit upon him widespread contempt and hatred. So widespread were these rumors, not only through the public prints but by word of mouth, as to the atrocity of the crime, as to facts and circumstances claimed to connect Frank therewith, and of Frank's habitual perversion, that practically the whole community absorbed the idea that Frank was guilty of this crime, and if not guilty of this crime, that he was a pervert, for whose safety there need be no particular care. When the trial began, it was apparent that intense prejudice against Frank was widely spread among the people, and that he had but few sympathizers or friends. False rumors as to the crime's atrocity, as to Frank's connection with it, and to his lack of character, had embittered practically the whole public against him, and he went into the trial of this case in the face of this public prejudice and bitterness. The courthouse was crowded with men and women, the great majority of whom were bitterly prejudiced against him, and who intensely desired his conviction. During much of the trial, great crowds surrounded the courthouse, practically all of whom were bitterly antagonistic to Frank. So bitter and unreasonable was this crowd that when the verdict was rendered, they indulged in a great demonstration of delight at Frank's conviction. The conditions surrounding the trial, from